Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.
Shotgun flavor. Yeah, I'm back at it like a crack at it.
Like, we literally had to cut this off Facebook.
Shotgun, yeah, shot, yeah. Why you rapping, dog? Most of these rappers whack, yet they win awards. This new age got me tripping, dog. Had to dumb it down and lock my dope shit in the vault. I'm happy that the industry's bringing you blood, but most of them weak and their rhymes too swag. My kenatina guzo bangati is brak, and these rappers so friendly, I bet they do group hugs. Yo, let's take it back to that real shit. I'm one of those rappers you cannot deal with. Show me the greatest, I'll show them real quick that I could not be touched because I'm too sick. When rappers hear me, they wanna vacate. I make them realize they rap styles ain't that great. I'm just saying, if hip-hop was a chess game, me versus your favorite rapper, checkmate. Yeah, look, I got nothing to lose, I just got a few egos to bruise. I'm a hot man, I said, kasi mawangi zwangzala ating wakumbuzi combination, I got dog ton of shoes. What you know about that? I'm unorthodox, think out the box, headed to the top spot to leave a mark like I'm chicken pox. I'm an MC whose pockets were empty, that shit made me nasty. See, hip-hop is stressful, yeah, but let me calm it down a little bit. In the studio, I work harder than an immigrant, yeah. I'm still proud to call myself a lyricist, since whackness is the saddest thing that we living with, yo. Triple C, I'm never losing composure, but I smack a promoter for telling me about exposure. Look, try putting some exposure in my gas tank, or maybe draw some exposure from the damn bank. Even better, put some exposure on your side plate, and have that for dinner, see if you gain weight. Gun flavor, new single coming soon, I got a whole lot more heat for you, so stay tuned and I'm out.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Yes, we're back. I promised you a double interview. We've got Lady X in the studio and we have Shotgun Flavor.
I just played you something we actually just cut up.
We saw it on Facebook and we decided to cut it up. But we'll chat to him on the other side of this. Lady X, welcome to the studio.
How you doing?
You been well?
Ah, you know, I try. Just a little bit tired, but I'm here.
Why are you tired?
I'm here. Ish, yeah, some things we can't say on radio. They'll expose us.
Okay. It's clearly your season. You've got two hot singles that are on rotation at the moment.
Yes, I do. Seasons and Zono Zininzi.
What?
Zono Zininzi.
Okay, I'll never know. What does that mean?
Oh, Zono Zininzi is just, it's my reality. I'm an African, and as a proud African, there's certain, you know, traditions and customs that we have to adhere to.
Okay.
So, and I'm very proud of that. And what happened was I was in studio with Cuba, and an instrumental dropped, and something just happened, and I started freestyling the song, and it became my reality.
So this is the latest single that you're running at the moment.
Yes.
Prior to that, there was Seasons.
Yes.
Which also did extremely well.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Is this from an album or what's happening? Are we just doing singles?
Well, at the moment I'm doing singles, but all of these singles will definitely be on the album.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look, the more people love what Lady X is putting out there, I love how I'm talking about myself in the third person, but the more they love what I put out there, the more I will be able to put out a body of work.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's check out this new single. Are you featuring anyone?
Cuba. The king of Tribal House.
Okay.
Yes.
Stand by. We'll continue with this discussion on the other side of this. It's O'Neal on Cliff Central.
I told him that
We won't stop pushing. We won't stop. No, we won't stop pushing.
Was this ever a single, or what's the story here with this song?
Actually, yeah. Anyway, how's it to everybody on Cliff Central? Feel great to be here. Like, you know what, hey,
thank man, you
it's,
for am- coming through,
it's amazing.
Man.
It's amazing what social media and O'Neill can do for you. Yeah, man. Basically, what happened? That song was produced by a friend of mine, Pyro Beats.
Yeah.
He's the guy who does all the Vusi Nova production and all that. Yeah.
Okay.
He did this song. We did the song together, and it was like, we're just gonna throw it out there, you know. And funny enough, last year there was a competition, some competition that I won using this song, and
I won
like a gig, you know, with some. I don't want to promote any other products, but hey, you know what I mean. It was a big thing. So it was a song that we threw out there, but it's done things for me. You know what I mean?
Nice one.
Yeah.
Shotgun.
Yeah.
Brief background on you.
Yeah.
Who is Shotgun?
Basically, Shotgun is a guy from. I was born in Soweto, grew up in Tembisa. I live in Natchrena now. I'm a sound engineer, you know, and my first love is hip hop music. You know what I mean? I've worked in the music industry for a bit of some time. I've worked at unreleased records.
Mm.
Right now, at the moment, I'm a music compiler for a company called Magos Media. We do in-house radio,
nice.
Yeah, so we do like the in-stores
and all
of that stuff. So I just compile music for them, you know. But my biggest passion is music, man. It's hip hop. You know, but I've been like on this musical journey where I've done so many different genres. You know what I mean? And now, hip hop has brought me back.
So let's explore your relationship with hip hop. Where did it start from?
It started in Tembisa, because that's where I grew up. You know, in Tembisa, back in the days, Tembisa was known for, you know what I mean, like for being the main place where hip hop was groomed at. You know, so I started rapping. I think I was probably like 14 years old. I was like always the shortest boy rapping amongst all the tall guys, and they'd always have to say, no, listen to this boy, like put this boy in the cypher, because I was so small that I couldn't even get into the cypher. So all the big guys always used to be like, no, give this boy a chance, you know.
Yeah.
And so basically that's where my love for hip-hop came from, you know what I mean.
Now obviously I know you through what you put out on social media, which is you decided to take AKA's composure.
Yeah.
And you just went at it.
Yes.
What was the inspiration there?
Look, what I did, like, I really digged composure. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, wow, I love this song, you know what I mean? And one day, I was like, talking to this friend of mine, I'm like, yo, I wish I could get that composure beat, you know?
Yeah.
He's like, why? Like, I'd love to rap on it.
Yeah.
And so funny that I said this last year, telling this guy I'd love to get, but you know, with international beats, it's easy to get them. You can just go Google and you get it. But with local beats, it's not so easy.
Yeah.
So one day I'm on YouTube and I'm like, hey, here's this beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I took the beat and I was like, hey, and I had it in my car.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I had it in my car and I was always like, I dig composure. That's the thing. I dig the track. So I was like, hey, man, let me hoy something here. You know what I mean? And then I hoyed it and put it on Facebook. And 5 days later, I got like 22,000 likes. It's like, wow. You know what I mean? And people just went mad. So, yeah.
Social media is amazing. So are you a freestyle MC?
Look, yes, I freestyle. So this one chick was asking me, like, did you freestyle everything on there? And I was like, no. If I freestyle something, I'll tell you it's a freestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But being a rapper and having done it for so long, there's points where you freestyle, you mix it with the rhythm, you do this, you do that, you know what I mean? Just so that you keep going, because it also goes on momentum.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the vibe is good, like, you just go. You know what I mean? And so it was one of those days where I was like, I threw in, like, if you can tell the start, I actually started it the same way that AKA starts, is the flow, you know what I mean? And then I went and man, it's just,
in fact,
art.
Why don't we do this? Let's
do
this, because you're somebody who, I like that. Bafana's
Bafana's taking
it there.
Bafana's. This has brought to you by Nokia. don't call me that advice. Okay,
yeah, you know?
Alright, so let's do this.
We've
got Shotgun in the building, so why don't we just play around? Lady X is also standing
Lady
by.
Lady X is also here.
Yeah, we'll be chatting to you on the other side of this as well.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, gun flavor, I'm that rapper people want to hear. When I attack the microphone, rappers disappear. They ask me who's the best, but I don't really care. I'm aiming for the top spot, so they better beware. Tell your favorite rapper, he better up his game. I'm not one of those lames, I spit nothing but flames. And I don't even have many followers on my Twitter. But if you, yo, but I don't even have many followers on my Twitter. But if we rap off a bar, could that make you a winner? See, I'm a real rapper, I'm not one of these clones. The type of skills I got you never see on Soccer Zone. I maintain, I'm Chang and Skelemina. Your hardest rapper, he as hard as a ballerina, yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
Continue, yo,
I was thinking about this night, yo. Yo, I maintain, I'm Chang and Skelemina. Your hardest rapper is as hard as a ballerina. Yo, I'm the best rapper, I got dope cats. Check it, check it. Yo, yo, shotgun bulali paring, I'm a 16. Mangshaya 12 nikshu kalang at we victim. In this wordplay game, I'm the kingpin. Ukabangu to rula mina, that's a big dream. And pumeka sing shy 6'9 and 15. Nyanyi singam la city, oh my word, who's he? Shotgun, yeah, top class rapper. Kwaliseli clever, this is kumula maleza, yeah. Kumbule skela, but he birds of a feather. That's why me nung tolang vayana but clever, yeah. Warusuge lakan, daideni kasi span. Tryna lose seven, my Muslim beef got Ramadan. Hey yo, it's SG, and I'm too sick. Always been fat, never been a toothpick. Give the mic to me, I'll show you how I use it. And murder your favorite rapper, no matter what the mood is. So calm down before I lose it, yo. Even the doctor told my mother I was too sick. So mic check. 1-2, it's going down, I'm the shit, Baba number 2. Akudala khona ungacabanga ukuthi ngisaphethe thread before I cheese cops or bophi pondo. Zimbi indaba baba buzuza mama sondo. Angisithenga iskelem noma bangathi pondo. And like, noma bangathi shumi. Tshela lo mrepho ngena after mina ukuthi kubi. Kuzomela khuphula amasoki sangathuki. Arephe kahle kuza ama fans angambhuwi. Sure, ngikhule ngosidumo nogundi. Quite on the undergrounding akundi. Nowadays this rap is so commercial. Rappers act so hard but they soft njengolundi. Sugeli zinja zami kati ungadumbi. The way ngibaba ngakhona nezinja zinglumi. Yo, see I was born for the game. Shotgun is my name. Sekshubile baba gubi. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. See I got the best lines. I'm a dope cat. It feels good being right here with Casper Choke That. When it was time to rap, he was dropping excuses. It's like he got the biggest stake, but the brother is toothless. But anyway, I'm not firing shots. I'm not firing shots. Yo, yo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
No, we can go. We can keep going on. We can keep
wow,
going on. Keep
I'm glad on. I'm alive for this.
Oh, nice.
Thanks,
oh
thanks.
Man, yeah. Okay, let's just catch up with Lady X. Lady
yo,
X,
yeah.
Lady
I'm trying to catch my breath.
I'm trying to compose myself.
I'm trying to compose. Oh, yeah. Composure, baba. Hey, when?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you saying that so?
Hey, man, good happy Friday.
Eish, that's the thing.
Friday.
That's the thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Hey, yeah,
okay.
Ne?
Oh, yeah.
Fresh up.
Lady X, in terms of performances, what's happening? Are you performing anywhere?
Oh, my gosh. I have to, like, open my tablet and look at my situation. But look, if everybody follows me on social media, it's at Lady X on vocals, Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook it's at Lady X. The whole of July I'm kind of chock-a-block full because of this new single, so yeah, I can't like open the emails and check now, but if you follow me you'll come through and you'll see me performing live barefoot. Okay. And all.
Yes, I heard that's somebody said that you perform barefoot.
I do.
Why?
I need to feel the ground when I perform. I need to feel balanced. My cousin says to me, I need to feel my ancestors, but it just doesn't feel right unless I'm grounded and I kind of go crazy when I perform. I jump up and down. I lose my mind. I sweat a hell a lot. Okay. And I can't do all of that if I'm wearing shoes. So, and you know shoe game is always on lock, so.
Nah. Oh, you're telling us. So.
No, the levels.
I saw. So you're telling us. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Wait, let me check the shoes.
Oh, no. Deflexible, bub.
Oh, okay.
What?
Oh, she's... Oh,
what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, her legs are in the air.
Hey.
And she's sitting down. If you can imagine that, yeah.
Yes, yeah. With all of this thickness going on, too. Yeah.
Oh, jeez, Lady X. Stop.
Trying to catch my composure. Hey.
Listen, it's time for your challenge.
What's the challenge?
It's simple. Bafana here is on keys. He just plays around. You feel your way around, get some progression going, and then just create a melody on the fly.
Okay, cool. But he better like make that tempo like a bit like faster.
Yeah, you tell him.
I'm not
you
in the mood for like something slow.
You tell him.
I don't have time for romance.
Listen, your legs have been in the air. We know you are.
Oh! No. We know you're what? Sorry?
No.
We know you're capable.
What are you trying to say about Lady X?
No, listen. You want the tempo to be raised. That's all I'm saying.
I'm watching you, O'Neal. I know where you live also.
Oh, do you?
I know I do.
Yeah, listen. After the legs are in the air, you better know where I live.
Hey! Woo! Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you tonight.
Okay, let me calm myself down.
Get it hard.
Okay, so is that fine for you?
I don't know. Hey now. Switch it up for me, mister. Just switch it up for me. I don't know about this little situation you're playing here.
Okay, cool. Okay, let me change it.
Okay. Change it up for me. Yes. Hey now. Hey now. I'm coming to you, baby. I'm laying down. I'm saying to you. Giving you my all, 'cause hey now, it isn't easy, been so easily taken by you, 'cause hey now, dizeku and iti papa, dizeku and iti. Kutala dipe litizio yako nditi ndize kuwe ndiceli kizi yako yes yes. Out.
Oh, wow.
Lady X, by the way.
Lady X, that was intense.
Welcome back, Lady X.
Yeah.
I'm shaking a bit.
Yeah.
Where do you go when you perform? Like, what's that place you go to?
I don't know. I just kind of go to my happy place. You know, that place. That place that's very hard for any other person to tap into.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to tap into it. It's a bit of sometimes it's dark in there,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes there's a lot of light. I don't like it when it's dark in there.
Wait, let me make sure we're still talking about music, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Why you gotta be like this? Why you gotta be like this? Oh my God! Yes, she said.
Hey, listen, I gotta make sure. Sometimes I'm a bit slow.
Oh my goodness, why gotta be like this, Anil? Wow. I told you I know where you stand. I'm coming to your place after this. We're gonna talk about your behavior,
Anil. Okay, all my friends I was meant to meet, listen, I'm not available. Listen, certainly we're out of time, but always a pleasure having you here. Yeah. But before you go,
yes,
let's get back to Shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening with you, Mr. Single Wise?
The one thing, the one amazing thing that has happened is because through this musical journey, as I said, I've done Kwaito, you know, I've done a bit of house here and there. I've done so many things. And what this has just showed me is that people really want that Shotgun. You know what I mean? I was even messing with different sounds, these new sounds and all of that. But what this has showed me is that people want me to go back to the essence. You know what I mean? It's like my path has been set. So I kind of had to go back to the drawing board and say, hey, see, a lot of this stuff that I have, that's not the direction that I want to go, you know what I mean? So so right now I'm in the process of doing an album. I'm not gonna do a mixtape or an EP or anything. I'm straight going album with it, but I'm gonna work on it, and single will be ready very soon. Okay. I've got a lot of music that's ready there, but I really want to be sure with this one, you know what I mean? I don't want to disappoint the people who are loving the Shotgun flavor steez, so you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, people just still want to hear me go like, Engitish, O-T-G-U-N, Ilomfano Petty Flow like a new BM, Pumekasla Lezes, Pomi ATM, Meshisi Nyaupe, from dawn till 8 p.m, Chesa, Talangashu Guting, Sazo Bangen, Ipit Nga Pata Pata Ngat Ngumire Makeb, Imaiki Ngafa Ngoba Nga Ikama Maseng Lasela, Beseng Ngoba Labum Repu, Angsa freestyle ama lyrics wa mane cover charge. Shaya ma punchline, shaya ma verbal uppercut. Kwamelu frostan, I'm sicker than most. Nguma kuzu gule rap, so imo keep ama post. Es tengu buso zela hanga crack in a joke. Claim ubu dope, znaga zinje zai shisa ne poke. But to Shotgun, uya spita. I gana ma briggy, but I'm twice as dope like I do coke, pam gwe spili. So anyway, the stuff, like, you know what, I'm working.
Yeah.
And yeah, man, I got a lot of producers that I'm working with. I even got a shout out from a guy called Highest Note from Poland.
Okay.
He sent me some beats. I got a lot of people sending me production, but more like, and I'm just gonna be working with a lot of people. I'm definitely gonna be working with Drastic, who I think might could be possibly the executive producer for my album,
because oh, nice.
I want it to sound proper, you know what I mean?
Nice.
So I'm working. So the single is definitely coming, but it needs to be on the level that I think it has, because you know what, now, honestly, a lot of us rappers, we've been doing the kind of hip hop that we love, but then because of the trends and people, you want to be on radio, you want to do this, you want to do that, you end up following the trends, you know,
yeah.
instead of being yourself, you know, and that's what people want from you.
Yeah.
So with me, it's like these videos have helped me reestablish who I really am and what people really want from me, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to sound like somebody else, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Which is the way that we've been going, but now I've gone back to the drawing board and I'm working, and I've been working, but a single is definitely gonna come, and it's gonna be something that you expect to hear from me, you know
okay.
what I mean? I don't want to disappoint you, O'Neal, you know
nice,
what I mean?
Nice.
Yeah, so don't want to disappoint everybody out there who really loves hip-hop. I love hip-hop, we love good music, and I'm just gonna keep bringing it, and maybe I have a feature from the lady who was raising the legs there.
Yo, brother, me, I'm expensive. So, like, rough out.
Nah, it's okay. Can do a lay-by. Do a lay-by.
Oh, lay-by. Weekly installment.
Lay-by. You'll come record when I'm done.
No, the thing is, me, I'll take a percentage. Every time you booked, so that's a percentage. Because we're rough, baba.
Yeah, good line. Fix it. Now, Lady X, what's happening with the video?
Oh, for Zona Zininzi?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I already have the concept. It's going to be amazing. Okay. I'm shooting out at an amazing locations, mountains, waterfalls. My mother's going to be in the video too. Cause,
oh, nice.
Yeah, I mean, wow, the song was inspired by her. So she's going to be in the video. She's the focal point. Zona Zininzi basically means sins are many. Kutwang is Xhosa, is Xhosa, is Toligwa, which means Xhosa. You don't translate it. But I shall be in the video. I will be... let's just say I'll be washing away her sins according to our realities.
Guys, everything you heard here today will be available as a podcast. That's at least 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m. I'll share it across board. My social media handle is O'Neill Africa across board. And of course, I'll tag these great personalities that I have with me. We have, you know, here on the show, we love the content from the continent. We've got some guests who specifically came through from Swaziland just to come visit us. So I'll be chatting with them just before we get out of here. But for now, it's goodbye to you, Lady X.
Goodbye, goodbye. Oh, and everybody, please, buy Zona Zininzi. It is now officially on iTunes, everywhere, Spotify,
you know, all of
that. Download that thing, stream it, Deezer, Google Play. We're out there.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. And then with me, please follow me at Shotgun Flavor. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, Instagram at Shotgun Flavor. And I know a lot of people are saying, when's the next video coming out? When? It's definitely coming out soon, man. Yes. I'm keeping those videos coming for you because I'm realizing that people are actually loving those videos. So don't worry. I'm going to keep them coming. You know what I mean? So yeah, definitely just stay tuned to Shotgun. But great things is coming up, you know?
Okay. Most nice one. Already. Listen, on the other side of this, we are finding out what's happening in Swaziland. Stand by, don't move.
Thanks for the love. Thanks for the love. Thanks, O'Neill.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Cliff Central.
The only thing important to me is pushing the gate forward. The boy getting that pussy for free, the blessings can pay for it. I'm the one who put the city on the L. Super mega, I'm established. About to send the Uber
to your address. This is Vigilante. The song is called Bang Out, aka KO and Nasty C. As I mentioned earlier on, we love our brothers and sisters from the continent, from within the continent, in the studio right now, hanging out with Bianca and Tenderness. Hey. Tenderness, you're from LA, right?
Well, I'm from Swaziland, living in LA.
Oh, you live in LA?
Yeah. But living in LA, music, doing my music out there, so yeah.
Okay, cool stuff. Yeah. What kind of music do you do?
I'm basically a trap. I call myself a trap DJ, man. I'm a hip hop DJ, but I'm a trap dude. So I do EDM stuff, and I produce mostly EDM stuff, and then I play hip hop and
nice,
you know,
one
it branches together. Yeah,
Bianca, what do you do?
I am an artist.
Okay.
But I feel like I should clear out the misconception about artists. Okay. I am not a musician.
Okay.
I am not a painter. What I am is I am a model.
Okay.
I represent, and I also do acting, so that's my art.
Are you based in Swaziland?
No. Where? I stay there, but I'm based in Joburg, yes.
Oh, so you're back and forth between here?
I school this side, so most of the time I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, nice one. So what's the music vibe? What's the vibe like in Swaziland?
It's similar to South Africa. What are you talking about?
No. Honestly, I just want to know because I don't know what the vibe is like. Is it... So are you finding the same genres that you find here, there?
Yes.
Like in terms of house, you know, house, it's almost a continental sound now.
Yeah.
You find it everywhere in the continent. So do you guys have a big appreciation for like dance music there?
Not really.
Okay.
No. We have a lot of hip hop artists more than we do have like house DJs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So hip hop is quite big.
It is big.
Yeah. Really now big. Here you guys are doing something special there. Tell me about it.
Oh, we're having a festival. It's a hip-hop festival. We have it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is the fifth year, yes.
Okay.
It's called Hypnotic Festival.
It's the fifth year?
Yeah.
What happens there?
Hey, we just wild out, man. It's like we have artists from all over Africa.
Okay.
Mozambique, South Africa, and local, like, Swazi artists.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And they just perform. We have a good time.
When is this happening?
On the 9th of July, which is, like, next week.
Ah, cool. So, what role are you playing, Tenderness? Are you performing? What's the
story? For me, I was one of the, you know, founding fathers of the festival.
Okay.
In 2012. okay. alongside Mr. Sakile Ngambule, who is okay. basically the brains behind the whole festival. So we founded in 2012, mm-hmm. and today, I mean, next week will be the 50th celebration.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm a musician, so I'm basically a musician entrepreneur. So I do.
So how do you go about picking the artists that ultimately perform at the Hypnotic Festival?
Basically, it's hype. You know okay. what I mean? It's who's hot. Yeah. Basically, that will determine everything. We basically follow what's hot. You know, that's pretty much it. You know,
okay.
throughout Africa, we always watching throughout this festival takes like about 8 months
okay.
to plan. So. You know, we're just watching the whole time.
So this is happening next week. Next week.
Yeah.
Now, in terms of the number of people who attend Hypnotic, I mean, you said 5 years now.
Yeah.
I imagine the numbers have grown.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands. Last year we were sitting on 6.5. This year we're looking at probably 8,000.
That is crazy.
It is insane.
That is crazy.
Organic growth.
Okay, so listen, I've decided. I think listen, you've won me over. I've decided I'm going to be attending.
Yay.
Do you think I should attend?
Please
do. Of course.
I'll have to check it out. Listen, shout out to all the Swazis who are listening at the moment. And shout out to you guys for stopping by. Sadly, we're out of time. But I'm sure I'll be seeing you guys at the festival.
Yeah.
Cool stuff.
All right, man.
Can't wait to hang out with more African artists out there. Possibly come back with them to have them perform on the show as well. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
Guys, thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you
for having us, man.
Sure. A big shout out going out to my producers, everybody for putting the show together, and of course my Fana for helping out with the keys while Junior was away, and all my guests. Thank you very much. Tonight I'm out at Cromerville, a place called Level 3 for Why Not. It's yet another exciting edition of that. I'm out of here. Big shout out to all of you. Make sure that you download the podcast. It will be available at least 30 minutes on the other side of 4 p.m.
It's O'Neill Africa. Cliff Central. Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.